Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you getting ready to make another futile attempt at a New Year's resolution? Maybe your previous failures are telling you something. I'll explain what might be behind it and how to make the right New Year's resolution in this week's podcast, number 48, Choose the New Year's Resolution That Won't Fail. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day. And for those who could use a boost in their adolescent parenting skills, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up for my new 6-week Empowered Teen Parenting class. I promise you, you'll be more than happy that you did. Well, here we are again. Time to make our New Year's resolution, and the stats are against us. We managed to fail to keep our resolutions most of the time. Maybe we should just give up. Why start if we'll just fail? Yet, having a time of year that we take stock and ask ourselves how we're doing is a very good thing to do. Why do we fail so often? Well, one reason is that we choose the wrong resolution. For instance, we'll choose to lose 20 pounds or exercise and get in shape. And while many of us could stand to lose a few pounds and get in better shape, that could be the wrong thing to focus on. You see, shame-based change is doomed to fail and will only increase our shame. Let me explain. When we take stock and look at ourselves, if we're looking through a critical lens, we'll see what's wrong with us, and then we'll try to fix it. But let's ask a deeper question. Why am I 20 pounds overweight in the first place? And why aren't I exercising regularly already? Well, very often, the answer will be because I don't take good care of myself. I focus on others' needs, family needs, friends' needs, work needs, and I'm not paying attention to my needs. And then if we ask ourselves the next question, why don't I prioritize my own needs? The answer will often be because growing up, my needs were never prioritized. My feelings weren't validated. And I learned to get my self-esteem. I got my self-esteem by performing well, by some standard like working hard, being smart, helping others. And so we internalized that message and that way of being. We internalize the idea that we aren't important. Our needs aren't important. What we do is what is important, and we go on to live our lives hiding the secret belief that we aren't important. Only what we do is important. Then, when we become overweight and get out of shape, it's a manifestation of that false and what we could call shame-based belief that we aren't important, our needs aren't important, and we should be productive, take care of others, and not take care of ourselves. If we look at ourselves and see what's wrong through the critical shame-based lens and try to change what we see, we are only reinforcing the negative message that we aren't important, our needs aren't important, and there is something wrong with us. So let's try a different approach. Let's try an approach that says, what's wrong is the essential narrative that I'm not okay, or I'm not important, or that my needs aren't important. Now we're getting to the root of the problem. Let's change that message or that narrative to, my needs are important, and I can prioritize my own needs. I'm not being selfish when I do. I'm being self-valuing, and that's important. I can't teach my children they're important if I don't treat myself as important. I can't role model one thing and say another. I can't expect my partner to love me if I don't love me. So rather than a resolution to lose 20 pounds, how about a resolution to prioritize my own needs, take better care of myself, rewrite the narrative? Now sit down and think about what would that look like. It might include requiring, I'll even call it empowering, your kids to do more for themselves, make their own lunches, handle their evening, get ready for bed routine without all the struggle. Having your partner commit to primary parenting more often or at certain times, or taking on specific home responsibilities. It might include asking for help from a friend or a family member. It might include free time where you can meet a friend for coffee or browse in the bookstore, take a yoga class. It might even include paying attention to your food choices and making self-valuing healthy choices, or joining a spin class, or fast walking in a beautiful place several times a week. It could be that signing up for the watercolor class you always wished you had time for would be the ticket. The specific choice isn't the place to make your resolution. Changing the narrative is, and then putting into action that new narrative. Now remember, this is a big shift, so let's move away from the concept of success and failure. If you want this to be successful, then it will be, but it will take time. This is a learning process, so there'll be positive steps forward and there will be setbacks. Learn from the setbacks and keep taking steps forward. This is new territory for you, so it will feel strange. Stay with it and you'll get there. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, listeners. And please do feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my new Empowered Parenting class and feel free to send the link to someone you know who might benefit. That simple act might be transformative for someone you care about. And please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
Listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.